Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today we celebrate Ascension Sunday, although Ascension Day was actually this past Thursday. The church calendar is a weird thing, isn't it? Some things we celebrate on a specific day and month every single year. Others are cued to a moon cycle, and others we count from one celebration to the other. And that's how Ascension Day is. Ascension Day is the 40th day of Easter every year. Now, this little tidbit that I stumbled upon during my study this week, it got me to thinking about the numbering of days. And it's something that I seldom thought about until recently, but it's something that I think about every single day right now, as I cannot seem to stop myself from counting every subsequent day from March 14th. Because that is the day that I went into social isolation mode. That number is now 71 and continuing to climb. I am very much an introvert, which may surprise some of you and will come as no surprise to others of you. But even this introvert has had more than enough of all of this. Enough of my home being my office. Enough of my computer being my sanctuary and my small group space. Enough of not being able to hug my son because he is not a member of our household right now as he's living with my in-laws. Enough of not being able to see my parents in person because they live 2 hours away. Now, these are all ways that I am handling my social isolation. This is how I need to manage my life for this time. Some of what I am doing is forced upon me, like my work situation, and other parts are based on my own assessments of risks and how I need to behave to keep those risks at a level that I can tolerate for myself and for my loved ones. Not everyone's days look like mine. And not everyone's days are numbered the same, because not everyone shares the same outside factors as I do, nor would we all feel the same way about risk. But we all share one thing in common: missing worshiping together in these spaces that are so special to us here at Alabaster First United Methodist Church. I miss it terribly. I miss all of you terribly. Last week, we celebrated with some of our graduating seniors in the parking lot of Restore. I got to see people I haven't seen in many, many weeks as we sat in our cars and talked from 6 feet apart. It was good for the soul in a way that Zoom meetings and online worship just cannot be, although I am thankful for both of those. But here's the beautiful thing that became so clear to me this week. We only miss this because we knew it and we loved it. so very, very much. Today's scripture tells the story of Jesus' ascension into heaven, and I really like the way that Dr. Nancy Ramsey sums up what happens here in this passage. She says, "At the close of his ministry on earth, Jesus is focused on helping believers understand his life and ministry, death and resurrection, and the scope of God's saving love. He rehearses the key points of the witness that his followers are called and empowered to make, and finally, he blesses them. He blesses them, and I would add, he ascends with that blessing still being spoken. Words that I like to imagine are still ringing over us today, because we too are those who are given his life and ministry, death and resurrection, and the breadth, width, and depth of God's saving love to know and to understand and to share with the world. A good word of blessing to go with us, I think we can all agree, is a very welcome thing. But the thing that stands out to me so much in this story this year, because it is a story that we revisit every year, but what stands out to me so much this year is how Jesus' followers leave that day with joy, worshiping. In one of the devotion guides that I prepared for this week, I invited readers of this scripture to consider the emotions they would have had if they had been there that day. After everything these men had been through, after everything they had learned, after everything they had witnessed, what would they have felt watching Jesus be taken away again? I have to say that if I try to place myself there, joy and worship are not the first things that come to mind. Are they what come to yours? But joy and worship it was. And I think if we think about it just a little longer, we can understand this a little bit. We have to consider that while Jesus had just been taken up and away, they were leaving that place having just seen him. They had seen their teacher and friend risen from the grave. This was no small thing. This was worthy of joy and worship, and it had just happened. So that joy lingered and went with them back into Jerusalem. Plus, perhaps they expected that he would be back again very soon. He had, after all, only been in the grave 3 days. Who was to say how long before he would come again? We know now that it was not a matter of days or weeks, but they did not. So to put it in terms that maybe we can understand, especially today, let's think about it this way. Do you remember the last time you were here in person to worship? Do you remember how you felt when you left that day? We have no real reason to believe that we were not going to be able to gather again in person for so long. We were able to leave with joy, I hope, having just worshiped and perhaps studied together. We expected to be able to come back together again the very next week and do the same. There was no sense of melancholy that day, no looming sense that we were leaving behind something for a season. There was no thought of missing church. So, just as we did not leave that day sad and already missing church, Jesus' followers did not leave that day sad and already missing Jesus. Plus, there were other things that we hear in today's passage that would explain how they left that day without Jesus physically present, but still in joy and worship. Jesus led them out to Bethany that day and left them. He left them with a purpose. He left them with each other, and he left them with the promise of a continued presence through the Holy Spirit. And then those followers followed in the footsteps Jesus himself had taken from Bethany to Jerusalem on what we know as Palm Sunday. His followers took that route back into the holy city to a place that was not going to be the end for them like it was for Jesus in his earthly journey, but one that was just the beginning for them. These men and other followers would do amazing things in his name, spreading the presence of the risen Christ throughout the world with great joy and eternal worship throughout not just their triumphs, but also their challenges. Yes, his followers left that day without Jesus physically present. And yes, they would miss him. But as my favorite author, Barbara Brown Taylor, put it, you cannot miss what you have never known, which makes our sense of absence, and especially our sense of God's absence, the very best proof that we knew God once and that we will know God again. You see, there's a blessing in the sense of absence and in the hope of a returning presence. Yes, they would miss him because they knew him and they would know him again. But nothing kept them from going forward from there with each other, their shared purpose, and that Holy Spirit that was soon to descend upon them. Nothing kept them from going forward from there and becoming the church. Yes, we miss each other because we have known the joys of worshiping together here in person, and we will know it again. Let us let nothing, especially not the pains and distractions of a temporary separation, keep us from going forward with each other, with our shared purpose, and with the Holy Spirit, and being the church. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for all of the things which we are missing right now. Missing because they are so dear and beloved to us. Missing being able to gather together as your church here in special places with those who have become our family. We do thank you for the pain of this absence, because it is a reminder of how dear and special it is to us. And we look forward to the day that we will be able to gather again in person and worship you and hear each other's voices and see each other's faces. Lord, help us, though, no matter how much longer this separation may be, to continue to be your people together with a shared purpose, filled with the Holy Spirit. All of this we pray in your Son, our precious Savior's name. Amen.